Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, this is Tom Cruise, and your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to listen to this really, really great Sanspance radio podcast. Wow.
Hey, America, this is your president, Sleepy Joe Biden, just letting you know that I'm taking it back to 2003 in the White House tonight. That's right, me and Hunter are playing seminal record Elefunk by the Black Eyed Peas, loud, proud, and in full, and you better believe that my girl Fergie is saying the R word 50 times on track 3, just as our founding fathers wanted her to. God bless this goddamn beautiful country.
Hello. Oh, let's get these fucking levels right. Where are you? You that
I'm on
one?
A level, baby. I'm never left.
There you are.
That's sick. Welcome.
Number 6.
Welcome to my house.
Thanks Lemons. For having me. How many Welcome. Coffees did you have today?
Coffees?
I had 2 coffees today.
Oh, that's right. You're a coffee head.
I'm becoming a bean head.
I had 3.
I really like filter coffee only.
Yeah, that's all I have.
But someone brought me a...
Except for McDonald's iced lattes.
Right.
And Starbucks frappes.
I was DJing and it was freezing. I forgot to bring a hoodie and I'm wearing like shorts and a t-shirt.
Bro, same here.
I've been living the beach life the last 3 days.
Dog, I'm in the same thing, but it's crazy that it's so cold where you were because it's quite warm.
Dude, it dropped like below 15 degrees where I was.
17 now. Yeah. So yeah, you know what? I think next week we're going to do a daytime record because it's a like, do you want to do like next Tuesday?
I've got the kids at home, but we can do something.
How's your Monday looking?
Tuesday's probably better.
All right. I was going to say, I'll make you filter coffee.
No, I'm into that for sure.
Yeah. Because we've got to record before I go away next week.
Someone brought me a long black. Fucking sucks.
It's not filtered, is it? I like that filter because you get that, like, there's an acidicness. There's that kind of, you know, if you hold it up to a light, there's almost an orangeness to the brownness.
Mm. Yeah, so
it's crazy that you're into coffee. I know next to nothing about it, except I drink a lot of it.
Well, it's taken me so long to figure out.
I don't know
out
how you're shitting
what type
up until
it.
You drank coffee. That shit's like...
My 3 beverages I had today, I had 2 black coffees and a celery and apple juice.
Oh yeah, that stuff is going right through. You're going to be, it's great. If you're following my path, you'll be on the like Monster and Bang energy drinks in no time.
I don't think so. But
you say that, man. You said that about coffee.
No, for me, it was like just taking a long time to figure out what kind of coffee was for me. And I didn't think I liked coffee. I loved the smell and like
good smell.
The general taste of coffee.
I'd say it's like the one thing
I'd always
get
halfway through a coffee and be like, this is gross. And then I realized I just don't like hot milk.
Yeah. I just am straight up. I drink so much Boss coffee.
That shit. Yeah.
Just the double splash. No, I gravitate towards different flavors. Not like the caramel, the vanilla one.
Sounds
just
disgusting.
The like latte one
vape,
or the vape
flavor.
Yeah. That you're right. That's the vape of coffees. But I have been. I do get my iced latte in the summer, hotter days at McDonald's.
Yep.
Real good shit there. Where they use that like sugar syrup as well. If you want to add it, not that dumbass sweetener. Like that real like. Mexican Coke energy.
Right.
Drop a bit of that in there. Oh,
high
my God.
High fructose bullshit.
Yeah. Tastes like you're drinking a Milo, essentially. It's
right.
So good. And very rarely, but when I'm in the city near work, if it's that hot, I'll get a coffee frappe from Starbucks with like no cream or like bullshit, just like blended iced coffee. It is so fucking good, dude.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to taking the kids to the Gacha.
You know what?
Cafe.
I don't like coffee flavored things.
Oh.
I never get coffee ice cream. I don't like that stuff. I'm just
I had
like,
a coffee flavored ice cream yesterday. It was fucking awesome.
Maybe I haven't had the right one.
Yeah. It was a coffee flavored
ice cream
sandwich.
I think because I made a very...
Do you like tiramisu?
It's okay.
Come on, dog.
It's like, I'm going to eat it, but it's on the pantheon of dessert.
Oh man, it's one of the greats for me.
I don't know, man. Italians have done a lot of better things than that. Macaroni Rascals.
You're more of a cannoli kind of
dude. Cannoli guy, calzone man. No, man, I am a cannoli guy. I actually picked up a few the other night from Papa's. I did.
Papa's is the name of a chain. It sounds like you're talking about your dad.
Maybe I am. I live like 500 meters from this place.
You're talking about Shigeru Miyamoto.
Yeah. I'm actually the voice of Mario Brother. The new Mario Brother.
First name Mario, last name Brother.
That's what they say. But I got a couple ricotta ones. I got.
That's the way to go, especially when they do a little bit of orange peel in the ricotta.
I believe they put like pistachio,
lemon. You know when you. What's
it called? Yeah. Like a rind.
Yeah, yeah.
Had one. Ooh, that's good. Next one for breakfast. The next day, I broke my. I had it on a Sunday. Sometimes on Sundays, I do.
Eating
I do.
Cake isn't really breakfast. So
it's not cake, brother. It's not cake. It's like calling coffee tea.
Sure, but it's the same shit.
Look, man. It's really good. But tiramisu, Italians, like lasagna is better than tiramisu.
Nah, no way.
Pizza's better than tiramisu.
Like, yeah, obviously. Like pizza, pasta.
Pasta's better than tiramisu.
Lasagna is below.
Lasagna can be hit or miss.
Yeah.
But when you get that good piece of lasagna.
I feel the same about tiramisu. Bad tiramisu sucks shit, but a good tiramisu is...
Tiramisu is a commitment. I have to basically be like, well, this is all I'm tasting for the next 10 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, how else do you want to eat a dessert?
I don't know. I
want a dessert to last.
There's good versatility of the other stuff. You can have a little salad on the side. Actually, I had a lot of Italian recently. So I had Papa's. Then Noon was in Japan for like 2 weeks, as we said. Then he was like, let's get dinner. And I was like, let's go to Bar Italia. So we just cruised on over to a Sydney Institute. Yeah. Yep. And cash only place.
Leichhardt used to be like the like hub of
Italy.
Of Italian.
Now it's Haberfield.
Well, yeah, but there's like two places that make Italian food in Leichhardt now.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's now Haberfield. Like all just moved down the road. Like they've got like heaps more there. And Leichhardt's just like Coles and and like Palace Cinema.
That's where I saw The Dark Knight.
Really?
Yeah, so
the way Chris Nolan really wanted you to see it.
I think I had some shitty...
At an independent cinema on a...
I probably had a cannoli that night.
I'd say you did. Yeah. But Bar Italia, what a place. Shared two pastas.
I made a cannoli disappear.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Smashed a guy's head into it. Through his eye.
Oh, what's that fucking Italian clown? Petra or something like that. I was trying to think of it.
Oh, from Watchmen.
From fucking opera. It's like a classic Italian figure. Starts with P.
Yeah, yeah. So it's in the Watchmen too.
I think he's in Watchmen.
You know, but Thingo is my name. I am Pellucci or whatever.
Pagliacci, the clown. It's similar. For all intents and purposes, okay, that. Sure. Yeah, yeah. You're like, you were Pagliacci. Heath Ledger's Pagliacci. I found it really weird that when Jared Leto played him, they put... circus on his forehead. That was really bad. But yeah, Bar Italia shared two pastas. Got a little GB, garlic bread. Mm-hmm. The owner insisted.
A GB each?
No, we split
it. That's like fucking insane to me. You guys are getting Domino's and having a garlic bread each.
Doug.
That's fucked up.
No, here's why. This is the hustler mindset that you don't have. Because you eat all the GB because that shit tastes bad reheated. Then you have half the pizza. Then you got half the pizza you eat throughout the weekend. Ugh. Bro, you don't live alone. You don't understand the hustle I go through with having to like plan meals around like shit that's going to go off. So you eat the GB because that's the shot.
Yeah.
Pieces the chaser. Then you're like, you know what? I'm saving half of this pie for the weekend. Maybe two slices here, two slices there. It's gone. And that's $12. And that you've had essentially three meals. It's crazy. And you split a Pepsi
hustle
Mac.
Hustle mindset.
Seriously, you don't have this hustle grind set. You don't have it. You don't need to. But me, on the other hand, I'm hustling constantly at Italian restaurants. If you're ever in the inner west.
Hustling with the poppers.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. I didn't get lasagna and I'm disappointed. I should get that next time.
I like making lasagna.
I like eating it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can make it, but also like...
made in heaven.
Yeah, seriously. If you ever looking for someone... You're more of a John Arbuckles type and I'm more of a Garfield type. If ever you're looking for someone to chow down on that. Lasagna is great. I know you're a dessert guy. We're speaking tiramisu.
Not all the time.
But here's the thing with lasagna. It's pasta cake, essentially.
I mean, I would say a cannoli it's literally, is more cake than lasagna is.
No, it's not. Cake has layers and is baked and has a sauce. This has a bechamel. It actually has far more in common with cake. And you slice it. You okay, do none right. of those things with cannoli. Cannoli, the closest thing I'm going to call...
It's like a cookie.
...is like a donut or something.
Okay.
No, that's not even right.
Yeah, that's right. No,
no, they are fried. You're right.
Yeah.
Trust me, dude. I'm the Italian food hustler here, and every answer you have is going to be slightly worse than mine.
The Italian food hustler.
That's what I am. I'm Pagliacci. And it feels so good. I'm always Pugly. I'm always Italian, doctor.
That's my secret. That's my secret. Secret cat. That's my secret pop.
I'm not Italian with you. You're an Italian with me. It's a quite Rorschach. So yeah, what's been going on?
I've had
you've been away with the kids, haven't you?
Yeah, school holidays at the moment.
How's that?
Great. We rented a house called the Sea Pod. Yeah,
where'd you go?
Northern Beaches.
Type.
And it like overlooked the water. It looks like you look out the window of our place and it looks like Scissor's last album cover, you know?
So was it called a Sea Pod or is it a place called the Sea Pod?
The Sea Pod, yeah.
Okay.
And it's like pretty much a shipping container that's been
converted
into a lush pad.
That's nice.
That was like the view from the spot.
Everyone, so is that in the house?
That's like outside the house, yeah.
I want in the house. I want to see what this pod looks like.
Okay, all right.
I've seen that before, dude.
Show off the pod.
I've seen water before. I want you to impress this Italian hustle. I want this macaroni rascal.
So we got a bit of a big couch action.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a long rectangle of a house.
I keep going to this. I need that deck.
Big, beautiful deck. Watched the sunrise this morning at 5:30.
Did you?
Drank two coffees. Massive bath. Didn't have a bath, but everyone else did. I don't like baths. Thoughts?
I have one. I like an actual bath, but I will only have... I could count on one hand amount a year.
Yeah.
I don't think our climate loans itself to baths.
The kids loved it. Loved that shit. But
yeah,
like,
but when you're a kid, you don't know any better.
That's true.
I think because we're so cool, we want to. I want to get out of that shower as soon as I get
in
there.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've got stuff to do. You know what I mean? And bath is just kind of like, I can't relax. I'm in there and I'm like,
you just know you're gonna get froggy fingers.
Yeah, my thoughts start going somewhere, and then I don't know. It's just like, I want to watch something, and it's like, no, that's not what a bath is about. You know what I mean? I don't like being alone with my own thoughts. Because yeah, not going Pagliacci. I don't have too many baths. And they're like, sometimes people are like, oh, let's have a bath together. And it's impossible to fit. Like,
oh yeah, I remember the first time, like my first like proper girlfriend being like, oh, let's have a bath together.
And it's never fun.
And we weren't sure like how high you should fill the water up.
Who was that? Galileo, I think, was the guy who hadn't figured out buoyancy and putting stuff in baths and it rising.
Well, yeah, we both got in the bath and so much water just sloshed onto the ground.
That's fine.
Like, well, fuck.
Yeah, no, it's like you can't.
It's a
fit.
Hazard now.
Unless it's
out of
a
here.
Pool, it's like you can't fit in there. You know what I mean?
Also,
there's like
you can't be sexy in a pool either.
You can't. No, you can't. The things. I was in the pool. Quote a little show I've been watching lately. Shrinkage. It's real classic shit. Yeah, you can't be sexy in the pool unless you're like a Na'vi.
Sure.
That way, all you can do is be sexy in the pool.
Everywhere you go.
Everywhere. So good holiday. You're spending a lot of time with the fam.
Yeah, we ate no Italian food. We had some Mexican food. We had some fish burgers.
Cool.
Fish and chips.
No, that's Italian, but that's still good.
I said, yeah, it was still
yeah.
good.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just reiterating. I had guacamole. I had McDonald's this week with the exciting announcement of, and I couldn't wait to send you that press release.
So there's a new McDonald's burger in Australia called the McCrispy.
No, I'm...
I swear they've just been trying to do new chicken burgers for like the last like 5 years.
I agree. I don't think this is the first time we've met the McCrispy, but the way they're carrying on about it this time, it looks as though they're angling it to be like a permanent menu
this
addition.
Is the new one.
Yeah. I mean, they've got,
is it that different from the McChicken?
How do I best describe it?
I've had the McSpicy. That's good. That's like a chicken burger that's spicy.
So I think this has more in common with the McSpicy. I'm just Googling McCrispy.
It's the McSpicy, but sans spice. Is that?
I find the patty of the McChicken is inferior to the McSpicy patty. The McSpicy patty has got something else going. This
more of a like is probably closer to actual chicken.
So that's what this is like. It is like a non. It's also the bun is quite different. You've kind of given this
BAP a little bit.
It's
of
like
BAP
you got a bit of BAP situation. The sauce is different to the McChicken sauce. There's a bit more of a like pepperiness to it.
Okay.
But
it's still essentially chicken, lettuce, mayo. Bun,
it's literally like think of the McChicken as a cheeseburger. And this is the quarter pounder where it's kind of just like
okay, sure.
an enhanced version flavor wise. Yeah. And look, I was into it and I got to say,
market is that.
No, they got the Kid Laroi.
it's so bizarre.
If you don't get the Kid Laroi, that's how you market
it. So they got Singer, Redfern's own Kid Laroi.
Yeah.
Redfern come the
second
world.
McDonald's collab within a year, I think.
Yeah, whenever we did
last year, the beans.
Yeah, that's right, the Kid Laroi. But that was it. The Kid Laroi meal.
Yep. So he was the first
and only
Australian McDonald's meal, and I believe it was a I can't believe I don't remember. I know it was fries.
We made a TikTok about it. I should try and find it.
Yeah, but they weren't real. We had beans in it.
Shut up, TikTok.
Kid Laroi meal was. No, that's the McCrispy. Okay, it was actually pretty good. It was a medium frozen Coke, 6-piece nuggets, cheeseburger without the pickle, and a fries.
Okay.
So his was actually pretty good, though I do like the pickle. But I think like for
what's
for
up with these performers that don't like pickles?
Balvin,
Laroi, the list goes on.
So I can't believe I met Jay Balvin and just said I loved your McDonald's meal. He just like looked at me.
Lego.
It was so weird. L on his behalf, I think. I took the dub on that.
No pickles.
Also, like, I didn't really love it.
Damn. That's rough. I can't find my Kid Laroi meal video. Oh, well.
That's okay.
You're in it.
I am in it.
Yeah. But I thought the McDonald's were on their bullshit. They were like, coming up very soon, we have, Kid Laroi for a special announcement. And we thought it was going to be a new kid, the Mick Laroi or something.
I was like, okay, I guess he sounds mature. Perhaps his palate has, and maybe there's a pickle. Maybe there's, I don't know. I was expecting something.
It's just the same meal, except there's pickles on it now.
I was honestly expecting like a merch line or something significant. It's interesting because they've done this great ad around
it. It's a great ad.
And it plays into kind of,
being the next big thing, that kind of thing.
But like, it plays into like the collabs you do and like even pointing at kind of McDonald's. It's like you get the sneaker, you do this. And it's kind of like a lot of stuff that McDonald's, they've just done the Palace collab. They obviously did the Travis Scott.
We got invited to the Loki premiere in Sydney, man. And it's McDonald's invites you to watch 2 episodes of Loki, but it's four days
after the film.
After it comes out on Disney Plus.
Well, it's cool. Weird. We don't have to watch it when it comes out.
We don't have to watch it in our comfortable bedroom. Instead, we can go to
the Ritz. And
is it the Ritz?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But you know what I'm hoping? We walk in that front door and it's essentially an image. We're greeted by someone with their arms splayed apart and just a table of McDonald's.
Every burger.
How good would that be? Wouldn't that be sick?
Yeah.
You know that. That's my president.
Loki's a character. They're saying he's a trickster.
Oh, man. That's going to be so good.
What the fuck was that video that went around of him this week?
Talking about how much whales hate windmills.
So good.
It was awesome. It's just like this guy has... I don't know what he's saying, but I'm believing it. I'm buying every word of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like rapturous about it. Yeah, they're saying Loki is traveling in timelines.
But so yeah, you while I was holidaying,
they're talking variants. Do you think there's a variant of Sleepy Joe who stays awake?
While I was being like Sleepy Joe and going to the beach, you got to do some exclusive activities.
While you were busy being a vacay dad, I've been I've been bumping in and out of the entertainment industry.
So you saw the premiere of The Creator?
Yeah, I guess the premiere.
The Tyler movie?
Yeah, the Taika Waititi directed Tyler, the Creator movie.
Where he plays Tyler.
He plays Tyler and also the F word. That's, I guess, the Hitler to Tyler's career.
Yeah.
Dan, every time I didn't like Jojo Rabbit, when I think about it, I'm like, oh, I didn't like that. But then I think, I forget each time that he played Hitler in it. And I'm like, that's crazy.
He played fun Hitler.
I'm not like other Hitlers.
Yeah.
I'm Polly.
Polly Hitler.
Polly Hitler, my favorite Taika Waititi character.
And do you mean Polynesian or polyamorous?
I meant polyamorous. I completely forgot. I don't see race when it comes to Hitler. Unfortunately, Hitler did. That's what me and Mr. Hitler are different. So The Creator, the new Gareth Edwards sci-fi.
Sci-fi original. It's really sick that it's like a pretty... Dude, what budget are we looking at?
$80 million.
That's a good budget.
Like, but it's
that's
also
a
like
good a budget.
But it's also like so small because I think the Marvels cost like 4 times that.
Yeah,
it
looks
like
that's
it was shot
it
on Kevin Feige's like backyard. But that's because of like I don't know why. There is no reason why. And you see this film, it is gorgeous, completed effects, shot so much on location, an original idea, a great cast, and you're just like, Do you want to remind me of? Like, I don't want to. I know you haven't seen it yet. We'll go do a deep dive next week.
This motherfucker says Star Wars. I swear to God.
No, remind me of something that James Cameron would have made in like late 80s, early noughties. Early 90s.
Right.
Where it's like, though those films that Cameron made them were part of franchises, it was just kind of like, you'll see what I mean. It feels kind of like Avatar-ish in a way, where this world is so well thought out. Like, Gareth Edwards, I think, is like really into like Cameron and kind of Lucas as well, into like the way tech works within those worlds, and you just get like shots of a tank and like how it works with like no dialogue. And it's just like, I don't know, it's those really great visual filmmakers that can really design a world and a universe in a film without like telling you about it. It's just showing you how this thing works. Awesome. Really cool visuals. Doesn't lean into the cyberpunkiness, which like so many films in this ilk would. They would like lean into like rainy Tokyo inspired stuff, like trying to emulate Blade Runner. Most of this film is like shot in like Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got these like lush greens. Amazing. Really things you, a lot of good water. You don't really see outside of like Nam movies. So really cool. Vietnam. Yeah. Really cool. And this is so weird, but while watching, and it's also Greg Fraser is the DP who worked with him on Rogue One, The Batman, Dune. Like, it's shot beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
Hans Zimmer squeezes like, but this is $80 million. And it's like literally just like MVP.
And this boy, no, who's in it?
Oh no, the lead is John David Washington, Mr. Right. Tenet.
Fuck yeah.
The protagonist is the protagonist.
Big Tenet.
Gemma Chan, Ken Watanabe's in it. He's like a fucking top five GOAT, I think. I freak when Watanabe's in something. Yep. He's such a good actor. He's so cool. Awesome movie. And it's just like a fraction of the price of like, I think you can make like 8 Justice Leagues for it. And yeah, it's insane. Fuck, and crazy. It's such a better looking film. It's just like,
you mean you could have made this, you could have made this 8 times.
Sorry, you could make 8 the creators for one Justice League. I really like too that it's like, it's a simple broad story, but it's just the way it's presented is interesting.
Okay. I don't want you to give away anything, but I do want you to tell me, does it just end or is it setting shit up for the future?
My brother, just ends.
That's so good.
It just ends. It ends in the way that Star Wars ends, where you have a complete ending, but the world is rich that you could tell a story again in that
but
world.
But I mean, I don't want them like setting up things.
No, that there's nothing set up. There's nothing set up. It's just a standalone film. So fucking rare.
I want more standalone sci-fi.
Dude, like, it's so good because yes, we had Barbie and Oppenheimer, but Barbie is obviously an adaptation of a toy pop culture icon. Oppenheimer is a biopic. This is kind of like the third type of film that I want a lot more of alongside those two.
Mid-budget, like high concept.
Mid-budget, high concept. Last time I saw something like this was kind of like Ad Astra or like...
That was,
Elysium. Like, there wasn't a lot of fantasy with Ad Astra, but great film.
I want more of are like Attack the Block.
So this is what I mean. This reminds me of like Cameron when he's never like done a franchise movie since he's created his own essentially, which is like the first time he kind of did one, I guess, was Aliens. And then he's kind of just made, Terminator's his own franchise. Everything and Avatar obviously is his own, but it kind of reminded me of like that cocky 1990s Cameron just kind of going,
sure.
Cool, here's a whole world. It looks cool. It looks different. You'll get a feeling for how things work. The army looks like this now. There's robots that look like this. Like it felt so cool. It just, I had a ball. I'm not sure how it's being reviewed. I think pretty well.
Yeah.
I was just like, man, Gareth Edwards can cook so hard. Like I think Godzilla was awesome. Sacrilege, I know to say perhaps for some, but I really enjoyed his adaptation. Rogue One, while, not the perfect film, I think is like one of the massive peaks, one of the massive highs of the Disney Star Wars era. And creator is awesome.
I just fell down a whole rabbit hole just then, just trying to figure out. So Joe Cornish was the guy who did Attack the Block.
And he also wrote Tintin with Edgar Wright.
Yeah, and then he was also one of the original writers of Ant-Man.
Oh, that's right. He did the original Edgar Ant-Man.
Then he did The Kid Who Would Be King, which is a movie I need to see.
It was like a Fox film. I think. Do you know what? I think it was like the final Fox film, maybe.
I think it kind of tanked, maybe.
It tanked. But I have a feeling it was like one of the last Fox films before Disney procured
2019,
them.
Yeah. It looks good. I got to see it.
Yeah.
But then I was like, what is it? That was in 2019. What did he do since then? At the start of the year, he had a Netflix series called Lockwood & Co., which was cancelled after 8 episodes.
Oh, Lockwood & Co.
But it's like a detective thriller television series.
Crazy. It's probably good if it got cancelled on Netflix.
Yeah, it looks kind of fun. But like, it's just bizarre to me that like...
It's been like 12 years since Attack the Block and...
That was such a fucking sick movie.
Great movie.
And like, it really felt like, oh, hell yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm glad Boyega had a career after it, but like... What else was what else grew from that movie?
I don't know, man.
That we didn't get lots of cool alien movies and like.
Well, it's funny you say that. Another mid to low budget film came out this week. You've probably seen on people talking about No One Will Save You on Disney Plus.
Oh yeah, right.
Watch that as well this week. Highly recommend. Kind of don't want to talk about it too much with you because you haven't seen it and it could ruin it. All I will say is there's like no dialogue in this film. There's maybe one line.
Yeah, right. Okay, sweet.
And it's not spoken until like over an hour into the film.
Sick.
And it's like very small cast, home invasion style movie. I was like, it gave me 10 Cloverfield Lane vibes.
Love that fucking movie.
Yeah, it gave me similar. It's kind of got a rural setting. Things are going on. You're not really told. It's like, the guy hasn't done much. He's written a few scripts and has made another film.
And it's just direct to Disney Plus. It's not.
Yeah, it's direct to Hulu.
Was it a Fox thing or was it?
No, it's direct to Hulu. And everyone's like, kind of like Prey. Everyone's like, I think Guillermo del Toro this week is like, oh, this is one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. That's like small scale and sticks to a thing. Like this should be in theaters. Everyone's kind of like saying like this movie would have done post Talk to Me, especially like this movie should have been in theaters.
Yeah, right.
Check it out. It's been crazy. It just like dropped on, and then 2 days later, Wes Anderson stuff's dropping on streaming. It's been a crazy week.
The Wes Anderson shit is insane because I knew it
I think they marketed Henry thing. Sugar for a long time, but then they only revealed, they were like, oh, Wes Anderson's doing a short adaptation of Roald Dahl's
Henry Sugar. I thought it was going to be three all up and they were going to drop four. Over the next few months.
No, it's four a night. Sorry, it's four, one a night.
So there's
four
one
nights.
So one's
popped up now since you've been here.
Called like The Swan, I think it's called.
Yeah, and there's one.
And is it semi-animated, that one, I think? Or has it animated?
And there's one that's like fully animated. Where's Anderson?
But like you should go on. Where is Anderson? You should go on the Netflix front page and it should have like,
Where's Anderson? Night two.
Yeah, exactly. Like why isn't it?
Because it's Netflix. They're like, watch our new shit reality show and Hitler documentary. Or something. You know what I mean?
Watch Wednesday again.
So we've got...
There's this one there.
This one. And I think it's most of them have the same actors. Yeah.
Rupert Friend is the...
Oh, no.
So Ralph Fiennes plays...
Ray Fiennes.
Rafe.
He plays Roald Dahl.
But his name is Ralph.
No, it's pronounced Rafe.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You didn't know that one?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Ray Fiennes. It's like Ref.
Ref.
It's bizarre.
That's cool. But anyway, he plays Roald Dahl.
Yeah. Brilliantly.
Yeah.
Dude, did you watch it?
So I watched Henry Sugar.
How good was it?
It's such a good companion piece to Asteroid City.
It's fucking good. Yeah, it feels the same.
Like, it's just, you know, it's him doing a play, but I love that the dialogue is delivered. Like, if you're not in the mood.
So it's a straight adaptation of
the
book.
If you're not in the mood for it, this must be the most annoying thing Wes Anderson has ever done.
I was reading, he was like really struck with, he's like, oh, how do I adapt this? It's like going to be hard. I really love the book. And then he just went like, oh, I'm going to adapt it word for word. So it's like, it's almost like a radio play, but with moving set pieces, like very intricately, also like very Russian Doll a la Asteroid City, where it's a story within a story within a story. But it's like, it's like the best of Wes Anderson in 30 something minutes.
It's so fast paced. Like, it's just like, and
how good is everyone in it?
The set design is crazy.
And like when he's telling the train story, the little car, like the stop motion animation on the top.
Like before that, when it's like when the guy leaves the hospital.
Oh, and the kid's cheering. Kids and they're cheering, just like split apart.
Like, oh shit, that was a model.
Incredible.
Like,
the whole thing is incredible.
I watched it on my dog shit Airbnb television. So I'm definitely going to watch it again.
I watched it on
home.
The OLED last night.
Again, another movie. I wish I could watch this at the fucking cinemas.
I wish they played all four in a row.
I hope someone, I mean, they will, it won't probably. Though, probably. It's Netflix, but like.
I wonder if we'll get Oscar nominated, any of them.
As for a short movie.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever been nominated as director,
for both.
But director of a regular movie and a short movie.
I mean, look, the Academy had balls. They'd do it for Wes because I don't think Asteroid City is sadly going to... Oh, it could actually. They could really push for it. I would like if he got... I don't think he's been nominated for like over 20 years now for best film.
Do we know what the other...
No, he got nominated for Budapest, I'm certain.
What do we know what the other two...
Yeah, there's one called like... There's two... Yeah, the others are live action and they have Ben Kingsley and...
he was in the first one.
Cumberbatch in both.
Yeah. Okay,
and I think Richard Ayoade as well.
Okay.
How good was Dev Patel, man? I miss... Watching him, I was just like, I need him in far more things because I love The Green Knight, which is probably the last thing I saw him in.
I haven't seen that. Watch that.
Dude, watch it for sure. So I think it's on Amazon or Disney.
Yeah.
It was so good. I felt so... This sounds so weird. I just felt smug watching it because I was like, I'm at home watching my new Wes Anderson. And it was just... It felt so cool knowing there was more coming. But it should be a big event.
It should be like, a massive event.
It's like, Roald Dahl, like yeah, one of the most like beloved.
Good Music Fridays.
Literally. Yeah. It should be.
Good Friday, whatever it was.
Yeah, no, it's sick. I can't wait. This one's only 17. I might watch it tonight.
Yeah, I was going to get public transport to the gig that I had to do tonight. And my plan was to watch it on the iPad on the way in, but I ended up driving. Good story.
That's good. I don't think you can do Wes this dirty.
That's true.
Airbnb, iPad. By the fourth one, you'll be watching it on a Nintendo Game Boy Advance card.
That's the ultimate respect. But it didn't look too bad, but it was the sound. You know, like we're so accustomed to having a sound bar.
I watch everything with my AirPod Pros in now.
At home?
Mm.
Well, that's fucked up.
Oh, the sound is so good.
Yeah,
it's
but like yeah,
Dolby Atmos.
It's like playing all your games in VR.
Yeah, but it's fine because like there's no one here.
Sure. Yeah.
I hear everything. Like you know, I do have neighbors like in an apartment block, and sometimes I'm conscious.
Right.
Sound is better.
I've got an amazing soundbar and sub. So I.
Oh yeah. See, I can't crank it too loud sometimes because it's like I'm on the top floor and it will just shake the persons above. But having the like Dolby Atmos there, it's awesome. It's like. You know how good AirPod Pros are.
My last day of before school holidays, everyone's at school, fucking pop the Dexy in the morning, full 3-hour session of watching Loop on the Third with the volume so loud.
That rules.
It was the best Friday.
Good Friday.
It's an absolute good Friday.
Yeah, that rules.
I'm going through every single...
You got to get Criterion.
Yes, we need to.
So we can trade...
I'll trade you all my anime logins.
Yeah, I'll give you all my... non-Chinese cartoon ones. There's some fucking bangers. We won't do it again. But last week, we just read what was on Criterion. But there's some fucking bangers this month.
Looks like we're about to do exactly what you said we weren't going to do.
They haven't popped up yet. They will. Go check out their Insta. They popped. They've like...
Okay, should I follow Criterion Insta?
Criterion channel, yeah. Okay. They're doing like a... I think it's like... Cybercrime month and it's shit like Minority Report, like all that shit.
Okay, sweet.
The Net. It's all like just Mad Dog like cyber movies.
Amazing.
And now a word from our really, really great sponsors. Trust me, I know a lot about good deals, folks, and this is a great deal.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Speaking of Cyberpunk 2.0.
Have you been playing it?
Yeah, it's like the game, essentially the game they promised years ago.
That rocks.
It's just, and it's so cheap at the moment. They're like, please buy this game.
How much is the DLC?
The DLC is like $40. I haven't got that yet because
it's awesome.
Apparently everyone's being like, this is one of the best games. Like,
what, I mean, we kind of predicted that this is what was going to happen. It would just, you know, it would take a few years. And then it would like, you know, No Man's Sky is widely regarded as an excellent game.
Yeah.
Now. It's just, when it launched, everyone was like, you know, Sony lied to us. Yeah. And blah,
yeah.
Blah, and
it's this release date thing. And, you know, something we can talk about a little bit. Mario Wonder, as the developers said, this is what happens when you're allowed to cook. You don't have a release date.
Well, I mean, so that was the main thing. You went and saw the creator. My son did not give a shit that you get to go see a movie.
He was probably happy you didn't. Because it means you wouldn't.
Archie has never been more disappointed in me as a son. Or me as a father. Upon finding out, like I told him, I was like, hey, guess what? next week Angus is going to go play Mario Wonder.
I love that you told him that.
And instead of being like, wow, can you ask him how it was, which is what I thought his reaction would be, he was like, what? Like, so annoyed that you got to go.
What?
And he didn't. And then he found out that Tommy was going. And then I
said, how's he fight? You're telling him all this, or is he just finding out independently?
Because I was like, hey, guess what? Tommy's playing.
I love that you're like,
I was like, maybe now he'll be okay. If he finds out that Tommy's going to play Mario Wonder and WarioWare. And he was just like, he like stomped his foot. He was like shaking his head.
So
like,
I've been invited to play WarioWare next week. Okay, I'm in Melbourne. They're like, man. Oh, we can come bring it to you. Do you want to play it? And I'm like, yeah.
Okay, I've got to talk to them about it.
So my son's gonna emancipate leave himself.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so I played like 90 minutes of Wonder this week. But I can't talk about it.
I mean, you loved it, right?
Yeah, of course it is. Mario. Yeah. It was like playing Mario World for the first time, is what I can say.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah. So I played a bit of multiplayer and played a lot more.
Who was your player too?
Nintendo rep.
Mr. Nintendo.
Mrs. Nintendo.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will say this. I said first of all, I said, so who's the new Mario? And they're like, we're not going to tell you.
I bet you every cunt is asking them.
Yeah. Like, and then I was like, you know, I've met him. And she's like, yeah, so have I. And I'm like, yeah, but like you're paid too.
So are you?
No, I was just natural. I wasn't paid to meet him. It was in the foyer at work.
Yeah, but you were at work.
Well, everyone in the building was being paid, including him, but from different people. It wasn't like, we're all making money. I'm not bragging. Like, we're all at a place that he was getting paid. The guy that brought him there was getting paid. I wasn't getting paid to meet him. Unlike the rep I met.
You were getting paid while you met him.
Yeah, but you were probably getting paid too when you like met the bus driver one day. You know what I mean? We're all getting paid. He was getting paid when he met you.
Yeah, but no one cares about meeting the bus driver.
Your son doesn't, that's for sure.
That's absolutely.
I've met Mario and I've played Mario Wonder. Your son hates you.
He hates me. So,
but so yeah, there wasn't like a final version. It was like a... They did say, however, it's a different... the version I was playing is a different one to what will be at PAX this weekend. Meaning the PAX one's like a timed cake slice version where it's like... levels that mightn't be in the final game.
Right.
Just like, here's everything you can do, whereas I was playing like the game and could like do whatever. Crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The badges are so cool.
Does he say wowie zowie when he turns
into
an elephant?
Every time you become an elephant. Yeah, yeah. Zowie.
Great. His favorite Pavement album.
Yeah. It's what...
And every different animal he says.
Actually played as Daisy a lot. Just because you couldn't play as Daisy before.
Right.
And yeah, got some cool power. The badges are cool. Like, that's such a very simple
Wait,
thing.
Does Daisy say wowie zowie?
They all do.
Yeah,
yeah,
all
yeah,
say
yeah.
wowie zowie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right. The
the badges are like such a simple thing, but it, for like Mario, game changer, where you'll be like, oh, I want to do that with this now, with this badge. And
one each badge jump gives higher, you... One
yeah, I like barely anywhere available when I played it.
You gotta unlock those things.
Yeah, you unlock them, you can buy them, you have like an in-world currency different to coins.
Archie's like, Dad, I'm just letting you know, when we get that game, I'm not waiting for you to play it.
And you're like, bitch,
I'm like,
joke's on you. Yeah. I'm not waiting for you. Yeah.
But he's like, because I want to finish it before all my friends, because they finished Pikmin 4 before I did. And I don't want that to happen with Mario.
You're holding him back. This is the big thing a parent has to learn. Like when Shmi Skywalker lets Anakin go be trained with the Jedi.
Yeah.
You gotta let him go one day.
Yeah. We are the first, like his friends may have hit credits of Pikmin 4 before.
None of them have done the post game, have they?
We are almost fully, we have like... We've 100% of the main game. Now we just have this like this cool side mission that you got.
I'm going to rock with it, but I'm rocking Cyberpunk. Cyberpunk's, it's great.
I think Pikmin 4 is easily my favorite game of the year now.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to finish Tears of the Kingdom, homie.
It's
find it
too fucking
crazy.
Long.
No, it's not.
It's just too big. It's sick. I wouldn't want it to be smaller. I just feel like I've had my fill for now.
Yeah. I mean, you got to go back and finish it though at one player.
I know, Will. Yeah. I want to try and do it. I brought it. It's in my bag right now. I could.
You can play it at my house.
Instead of talking to you, you know.
Hey, I'll play Cyberpunk. I'm past the point. I think I played for like 4 hours before.
Yeah.
When I played the like fucking ass version of it, but yeah, just it's very different and new. It just feels like the movies.
But they made lots of changes, right? Like
they can change the complete like skill tree. So this is all free. Like if you just own Cyberpunk, you can get the 2.0 update.
Yeah.
And all of the new features that they made in tandem with like Phantom Liberty are available except for the DLC, which is awesome. So you get like all this new stuff, new skills tree, new everything. Just like, it's kind of a crazy update. Yeah. It's cool. It's like, again, we shouldn't fucking, it sucks that these things are commerce and art, because the commerce side will always win.
Yeah.
A la the fucking Rise of Skywalker release date, solo release date, rushed video games that have like unbelievable, like unrealistic deadlines. And yeah, it's just like, it's kind of lame to be like, I'll play that game in 4 years when it might be good. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that shouldn't
totally.
Be, it should, like, you know, playing Mario Wonder, you know that shit probably isn't going to get a DLC. It's going to be a complete game that they're like, here's the game we poured everything into. And yeah, it's just, it's kind of shit. Like, it's kind of like, it's different, but it's similar. It reminds me of the loot box stuff when people are like, well, this is just how video games are now. And it's like, no, it doesn't have to be. Like, it wasn't like this. Like, I find that such a weird kind of thing to be like, oh, games do this now. It's like, just don't, I, yeah, give it a loose date, like Zelda style, where you're like, coming out maybe next year. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
I like that, like, yeah, Nintendo don't really respect the players, but they do respect their games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
They're not putting loot boxes in because it is disrespectful to players. They don't put it in because they don't want to disrespect the game they've made.
No, that's right. They're like, this would be ugly. But did they do a paid thing that was kind of, everyone was a bit iffy about? And,
I mean, I guess they did mobile games. The closest to angry people have gotten was with Mario.
Animal Crossing. Mario Tour. Yeah.
The Animal Crossing one, like, it's like...
They're killing Mario Tour, aren't they?
Yeah. Which is great news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real good news that they're finally putting the shotgun in that game's mouth.
It just felt... That felt like Nintendo pandering.
Yeah, I guess so. But also, they made a fucking mint off it, I'm sure.
Oh, because I was selling like dumb skins, like Louis Baby McCurdy. Daisy. Oh yeah, Louis was like the number one player in Australia.
It's so crazy.
So
he
like,
started a TikTok account of him.
Yeah, like, just showing off his
the
like,
things that he, and like it meant nothing to me, but I was proud of him.
Yeah, so I love that. That was cool. I think he kept
doing
up on
commentary
it.
On like opening his loot boxes every day. It was
it's like now I'm you know if you spend or win enough right? I think his thing was too. He hadn't spent any money on it.
Oh wow!
I'm pretty sure he was just like skilled.
That's so good.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You got to see the creator.
Yeah, I'll try. I don't know when the fuck I'm gonna be able to see it in the next week.
Fucking kids.
The week after for sure.
Yeah, but you know that'll be old news by then. That's all right. We talk about old shit all the time. I'm speaking of, I'm saying Oppenheimer again next Wednesday in IMAX.
Yeah, Noon's coming with you?
No, not to that. He's coming to Weezer.
Okay, oh, right, okay.
He's so only coming for one night.
Mad.
I'm there for like 5 days or so. You're going to be there, right?
Oh, yeah. I doubt we'll see each other though because I'm like just pretty much, I'm going there to DJ work. For like 8 hours at this PAX.
And then you leave
PAX opening and then I leave the first thing the next morning.
Yeah, right. Saturday night?
So it's Thursday night opening and it's like, me DJing, then they're having like a Just Dance performance, which I think I might have to DJ for as well.
That's awesome.
Then Cult of the Lamb is doing a sacrifice party thing, like a big performance.
Yeah, wow.
Then what's that space opera game that's a Melbourne design one? And Montaigne and Tripod did the music for it. They're doing a live concert
Tripod?
Together. Yeah.
The Funny Band?
The Funny Band.
Wow.
That's so great.
They're funny, aren't they? Don't they sing about like
I had like their album when I was in high school and I reckon I could tell you like every
that's
single
the
word.
Most unsurprising thing I've heard tonight. The
Tripod album went hard.
Funny bro. Album guy. I you know my stance on funny songs.
Oh, you hate them.
Either write a good song or tell a good joke. Don't half-ass both and put out an album. You know, I think it's lazy.
No, it's Weird Al for life, brother.
Weird Al and Flight of the Conchords, the only two to do it well.
Yeah, you got to open your mind.
I have and it's horrible. It's really fucking bad. It's really, really bad.
I mean, I think it's fine to listen to Tripod when you're a teenager. I'm not busting out their
are they still on do they still like rip it? I knew they had like Bevan the Musical. I remember that from like
yeah, when they did like their challenges on Triple J. That was
yeah,
sick.
I remember that. It was like American Russell or something, wasn't it?
Some of that.
Tripod. Yeah, they're on streaming. The Hot Dog Man, was that one you were thumb?
Sadly, maybe I don't know the Hot Dog Man.
I think, was it Songs for Self-Sourcing?
Dude, we're talking like 1999.
Oh, okay. Rocker Steadford, Crap Karate. This sounds like
this is fucked up, no way.
Is that their repertoire?
That is, I mean, that's an album I didn't listen to.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, I was looking at a different...
The album that I listened to isn't even on streaming.
Sure.
That's how fucking real.
Tripod, Men of Substance. This is them. They have one called Gay Bar, Dilf, Lingering Dad. That's very Tripod, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. If I Had a Tattoo, Hot Girl in the Comic Shop, goddamn.
Funny Song's crazy. Funny Song's are wild. I'll make, there'll be some funny
I'll make you
songs?
A playlist of good, can good you? Funnies. I mean, I like a Ween. Ween are like, does that count?
Nah, I think they're like too, there's like a dementedness to Ween. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not like obvious humor.
Yeah.
Like it's, Ween themselves are funny.
There weren't many musical comedy albums that I actually
Yeah, no, Ween themselves are funny. And I'd put Ween in the same, and I'm not the first to do this, as we've spoken about the South Park special. They're in the same like zone as Les Claypool and Primus and stuff, where it's just like, just everything about it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Including the lyrics, but also like the sound is weird and the voice effects is weird.
And every song's a different genre.
Every song, like, one song could be funk, one would be like thrash punk, and but it all works.
Yep.
Yeah. Dean and Jane.
They both have an obsession with the color brown.
Yeah. They have like the Brown album and Winona's Big Brown Beaver.
Yeah.
So remember watching, seeing that video? It's like puppets, right? As a kid.
No, it's like they're wearing like heavy prosthetics in their
face.
Oh,
that's right.
Fucking love that clip.
Yeah, it's insane. We don't want to rig around Beaver and
she's stuffed there all the time.
I remember being like eight and being like, what?
The guitars in that song fucking
crazy. I saw them. I saw Primus at Lollapalooza in 2005.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Shake Hands with Beef. Fucking great song.
Yeah, I know that song. Les Claypool was just, and he looked exactly just like him in the South Park theme. I was just like, yeah, it's him. He has like the same like leg movement, guitar.
Do you know there was a recent Lollapalooza? And
it was one every year, right?
Yeah. But New Jeans performed like the K-pop group. Man, you got to watch. It's a fucking good show.
I New Jeans rule.
They do their first EP and it's all with a band.
Oh, cool.
And they turn one song into like a pop punk song.
Yeah, man.
Another one is into like a more groovy kind
of
my
favorite Australian adjacent band.
So, but it's like the like three of them are like Korean. Yeah. One of them is Vietnamese, I think.
Two are from Australia.
And then two of them from Australia.
One's Newcastle.
So like some of them have like this, you know, that very like
international
accent. They've been trained to say like, you know, four sentences.
They're like, hi, thank you, Lollapalooza.
And then you just hear this Australian accent go, yes. Lola, how are you going?
I love it. That rolls.
Like it's so great.
Dude, we need a New Jeans burger.
I'm so excited.
I think they did do that. I think on the pod we spoke about before we really knew what New Jeans was. We're like,
oh, I knew.
Well, you didn't act like you did. You didn't act like you did. New Jeans.
Our friend Raj put me on the New Jeans very early. But yeah, New Jeans, they had like McDonald's like collab.
Fuck, we missed that shit. June 2023.
We should have gone to Korea.
Yeah, Korea teaser launch dates had a McDonald's Chicken World. It's called McDonald's Chicken World. It was across Asia. I want to see what was in this fucking meal. So this is an international campaign. I find that.
Lola,
what's going on? Oh, man, the packaging is so tight.
That's the best thing about New Jeans is their branding. It's like
impeccable.
The logos, the like, it's so good.
We got the BTS. It'd be sick if we got the...
Well, what I'm excited about is there's BTS gacha everywhere in Japan. Eventually, we're going to get New Jeans gacha.
Oh, tight.
And I want little figurines of their mascots, the bunny and stuff.
McDonald's Korea confirms New Jeans is the company's new collab. I wish we knew what was in there.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
So, I've watched the last two episodes of The Morning Show.
And have they gone to like Mars yet or traveled through time?
As everyone will remember of my fantastic recap of episode one, season three, it ends with Reese Witherspoon, John Hamm, and fucking Mr. Flash.
Oh yeah, Dad Flash.
What's his name again?
Corey
is the character's name. Billy Crudup. Crudup? Crudup or Crudup?
Crudup. I don't know. Crudup.
They go to space together in John Hamm as Elon Musk's rocket.
That's so sick.
And it cuts out like...
You're like,
oh my God, did they die? And no, obviously they didn't because it's a whole fucking
season. Morning show.
Imagine casting John
People
Hamm
only die in Italy.
Yeah, exactly, when they crashed their car. There was no Italian cars on the rocket. They should be fine.
But in space.
So the second episode opened with them like, oh my God, is something wrong? What's wrong with them? Is it like
oh, the know? Camera feed just dropped out.
And then like after 40 seconds, they just come back online and they're like, oh.
Never addressed?
It's like, no, it's like, oh, what? Well, I guess we just lost for a while. Oh, well, they're back.
And that's it?
That's fine. Then there's a power failure and like the screen's flashing and they can't contact like from the rocket back to the station. And they're like, what's going on? And it's like power failure. What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And then they realize that there's like a mole in the system. And you know what? The whoever hacked the TV station's that their first act as the as like a hacker is.
Mm.
You just hear it's Waka Flocka Flames hard in the paint.
That's
just starts blaring through all the speakers in the TV station.
That's
and
sick.
They're like, "What's going on?" Like, I go hard in the motherfucking paint. Yeah. I was like, "What is there?" Anyway, Brick Squad. During the hack, I guess it's a kind of clever idea for like a show about a TV station, about what happens when all of your private information goes public. And so the great Bradley Jackson, Reese Witherspoon's character, a sex tape of hers, or like her doing like recording a video for someone in the nude, get leaks.
They literally go on Twitter and just see what people are angry at each day and then write a script around it, don't they?
Yeah. And then so that leaks and you're like, oh my God, how are they going to deal with that? Episode 3. Has every single member of the cast involved in the story except Reese Witherspoon's character, who's not in it once. The only time she's mentioned is that she tries to call one of the other characters and the other character goes, "Not today, Bradley," and hangs up on her.
From space, tries to call.
No, she's not in space. She's not in. She's back on Earth now.
So they just went to space for one
episode, 5 minutes.
It was,
yeah.
The show is insane, man.
Yeah.
I don't even understand what it's about.
They have added a new character who is on, like, she's an actor as a morning show host.
Yeah.
She's black. Sick. And you're like, okay, cool. They're diversifying the cast of the morning show a bit. Then you learn that actually the main focus of this season is through the leaks, it comes out that they've been underpaying all of their black staff members. And so this poor fucking actor has come on to join this cast and now has to be like in this. Oh, so you just hired me like
for diversity,
but it's like, yeah, but so did the fucking show that I'm watching right now. Cause you weren't on the last season.
You're the and avatar now you're this on this.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. This show is insane sounding.
Yeah. I love that
it's trapped you in its tendrils.
It's so fucking bad, but I have to keep watching it.
But it keeps getting renewed.
They're making a fourth season.
Yeah, where are they going to go?
Also, I don't think Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston like each other because they've been in like, Reese Witherspoon wasn't even in the third episode, but they've been in like maybe two scenes this season.
I reckon they're definitely together. Not filmed at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, really fucking weird. It's such an odd show. And like Mark Duplass is in it. So, and like some of them take, like Billy Crudup is like a pretty good actor in it.
He's a reliable guy, Billy.
Yeah, he's an enjoyable character, but I just feel like the acting, especially like Bradley Jackson, has to be the worst developed character in modern television for me. I just don't understand like what that character is meant to be, and it's so funny that it's Reese Witherspoon.
I just love that her name is Bradley Jackson, which sounds like someone who like managed a baseball team in the 1980s.
They cut to a clip, like, you know, they're like previously on the morning show and they give you contact, you know, when they cut to like earlier season, so you can like, oh, that's like, when this
they're gonna talk about this.
Yeah, but I forgot that like Bradley Jackson had a southern accent in like the first four episodes.
That's awesome. Just being
like, just gave up on that.
Yeah, like, that's awesome. Yeah. Real WandaVision energy. Real remember she's like,
yes,
Vision, I love you. And now she's like, this, I'm going to kill the kids.
But then fucking Yelena still has a shit. Like, they've got to ditch that accent.
They will.
She probably won't even be in the MCU again.
No, she won't.
She's in the Don't Worry, Darling universe now.
Yeah, what did I see her in, Reese? Oh, yeah, she's in the Dune trailer. Oh, she's in Oppenheim. We saw her titties.
Fuck yeah, we did.
Yeah, yeah. Couple of...
Well, not me. My wife and I.
You saw the Indian version? No. Where they put a black dress over it? Do you know that? They do that in India. They put CG dresses
over it. CG dress.
And on Oppenheimer when he's like naked.
Did you see that TikTok of that girl? Like,
oh, yeah. She's like
describing what it was like going with her ex-porn addicted husband.
Yeah.
And like he like looked away and was crying.
That's awesome. That's such a healthy marriage. That's sick. Imagine that.
And they don't say porn. They say corn.
That's sick.
Because I guess TikTok censors the word porn.
Yeah. Whenever they say like kill or like drugs or something, they always spell it with like an emoji or a number or a sound alike. And you're like, the internet's horrible. It used to be so cool before companies realized they could do this shit. It used to be just message boards and people telling dumb jokes. Now it's Elon Musk and now there's a show about him in space on telling the news and it's like, get me off this crazy thing.
It's such a fucking...
I want to start a new internet.
Weird series, yeah.
The
internet,
the outer net.
Mm.
Because you've got the internet. This one's better.
Innies and outies.
Because it's outer net.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the cut and not cut of internet.
Oh, right. Okay, sure. Would you say that the current internet is circumcised?
I'd say now, yeah, this one's going to be uncut. It's just like straight up anything. It's going to be like 1990s internet.
Did you see that Ben Shapiro and Elon Musk are doing like a talk together? I think it's just on fucking on the Twitter.
Mm. On the spaces or whatever it is.
But it's about them like appreciation of the Jewish society. I think it's like to prove that they're not anti-Semitic.
Sure. I always thought, is Shapiro Jewish though?
Is he? I guess that
it's last kind of like let's find out. Is Ben Shapiro Jewish?
It's a good way to end the episode. Everyone learned something in an episode of Hey Fam.
He's conservative, Jewish, American conservative talk show host.
Okay, right.
So maybe, I don't know. Yeah. Elon Musk got that like South African Jew vibe, you know?
Oh, maybe, yeah. What is
maybe they're both Jewish. He's South African.
He's South African, yeah, right.
But he has that, like, fucked, like, no man's land accent because he's been, like, pilled by...
He's just so much... Like, he just gets worse by the fucking day.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, honestly, I reckon we should just, like, get John Hamm to be Elon Musk in real life.
So much better. Life would be so much better. Yeah. He'd be handsome, for one.
For sure.
John Hamm is, like, one of the most beautiful-looking guys.
Yeah.
He's aged so well.
How funny is... I feel like Elon Musk's, like, the very public downfall of Elon Musk has made Mark Zuckerberg really cocky. That AI.
Oh man, it was crazy. It's like T-Pain and fucking Kendall Jenner.
Was that T-Pain? Did he add that as a joke or was
no? I think like that's one of the voices.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, sure.
Yeah, they've all like signed over their voices. Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, right.
It's so weird. Snoop Dogg signing on for like a weird collab.
After like speaking out against it.
No, I was joking because he's like does, you know, there's like Snoop Dogg wine. Like every product you can get the Snoop
the menu
version.
Log song.
Yeah. But no, it's so funny because a month ago he's like, AI is bad. Yeah. And then it's just like, he's playing Dungeons and Dragons with you on WhatsApp.
I did not make it that far into the video.
Yeah, I saw snippets online.
Like the Mark Zuckerberg's poor fucking kids.
Like, just like... You can tell like he's working with an agency or like, you know, branding people. They're like, lean into like how weird you are. People like making fun of you because now that they make a joke in it about like, we don't want smoked meats again. The kids are in the ad.
Yeah, yeah. It's bizarre.
And it's just like.
That's when I stopped watching.
Yeah. Like memes. It's just like, don't. It's like, don't. Like just be an evil
just,
fucking.
But also just don't be in your ads.
Because you don't sell anything.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You look like a fucking idiot. You look crazy. He thinks.
Like no,
so
one's on Facebook because of Zuckerberg.
Yeah, he thinks
Zuckerberg.
He has
Zuckerberg, or
Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg. He thinks he's like got the.
You know, Zuckerberg. It's you know Charlotte's Web.
Oh yeah.
Zuckerman's famous pig.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's where you're getting it from. I guess his famous pig is Facebook, right?
Yeah.
He thinks he has the like enigmatic personality of a Steve Jobs.
Well, I mean, compared to Musk, he does.
Yeah, but like neither of them do. Like he has no personality. No, he's totally. Just like, he's like devoid of human emotion. Mark Zuckerberg, where Steve Jobs was like, all he had was human emotion to a fault, you know?
Yeah.
He was like not a creative technical guy. He was like, I want it to look like this and I'll sell it with my like pizzazz. it's just, we don't have people like that anymore.
That photo of him covered in sunscreen.
Just like insane. So good. He looks like fucking Benny Safdie in Oppenheimer.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Just wind. Boarding or something, isn't he? He's like he's doing a jet skiing or something.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Fucking incredible.
You know what? I don't even think DJ Khaled would like fucking share a Chirac with him.
Hey, I know we weren't invited by McDonald's, but we forgot to go to the John Wick spin-off premiere.
Yeah, yeah. Probably good. We'd probably have to be on Spaces with Elon Musk this week if we went. Say sorry.
90 minutes is how long that first episode is.
Yeah, I've only seen like bad reviews for it.
I'm
too.
Good, Chief.
I'm not watching it.
Yeah,
yeah. Everyone's like, "Why does this exist?" Essentially, not in like a cool way.
It's weird for it. Like, it's quite a blemish. Like it.
I know because it had like 4 for 4.
Yeah, exactly.
John Wick was just like
especially
this.
4. Like most people are like, "Well, that's the best one."
Yeah, yeah. It was just like. And this has been a development hell. It's been, it was over half a decade I was reading since it was announced and it's jumped from so many networks. It was like Stars at one point, Peacock maybe, and it's wound up on Amazon. It's like no one. And then not only that, it has like Mel Gibson in it, which is like such a weird statement for someone to want to make
totally.
And be like, yeah, we got Mel Gibson. It's like, there are so many other like.
We got Mel Gibson to be the main character in
there are
a
other
show
curmudgeonly
that's about killing
old
bad
Australian
people.
Guys. Like get Russell Crowe in it. How good would it be?
Yeah.
Like the last time we saw Rusty kicking ass was like the other guys or something.
Yeah.
Or the nice guys.
Nice guys.
Fucking more nice guys.
The other guys is Will Ferrell.
That's Will Ferrell
and Marky
Mark.
Right?
Marky Mark. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. People love that movie.
When you sent me, you forwarded me the T-Pain posted about the Zuckerberg thing, and it was him. I just saw T-Pain and then the word Mark, and I got really excited.
Like, oh my God,
that it was T-Pain and Mark Wahlberg collaborating.
But a T-Pain burger at Wahlburgers, or maybe.
Oh, come on. Mark. Imagine if Wahlburgers did like.
They're doing Mel Gibson burger.
McDonald's burgers, but for cancelled celebrities.
Yeah, they'd do Mel Gibson. Yeah. Like all the Wahlbergs would get their own.
Yeah, Will Smith.
Will Smith, Kanye West.
Yeah.
It'd be so sick. The boys.
Everyone on Spaces with Ben Shapiro right now gets a burger.
A Trump Wahlburgers burger.
Tim just standing in front of all the Wahlburgers.
That's the ad.
Yeah.
So we're not going to do a second episode tonight.
Because I'm exhausted. I think I'll die.
And he's going to die. And we need to do some more episodes this year. So
yeah.
We don't
that's
need
cop,
you
That's
dead.
A cop's coming for me now.
Yeah. They're locking him up for saying he's going to die.
Yeah. But
also, I don't know why he calls it Jarvis. It's like, I thought that would have been like, locked down by Kevin Feige and co.
That's so weird.
Yeah, he's like, when I made my AI called Jarvis, it was really good. And you're like, oh, it's so cringe to name it after like a relatively pop cultural, new pop culture sensation. Like, at least go back further. You know what I mean? Like, at least borrow from like
even call it like Tony.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. RDJ.
When I named my AI Robert Downey Jr.
That'd be so good.
And instead of saying like, hey Siri or hey Alexa, Mark. Hey Robert Downey Jr.
Could you please,
yeah.
Could you make me a sandwich? I love that shit. We'll look at home safe.
Yeah, look, normally we'd do a pay fan, but we didn't this week.
That's fine. Oh, this is a heater anyway.
Yeah. We covered so much ground.
It's Italian been a heater food. Considering you've like not been able to consume as much media as you wanted. And I couldn't talk about Mario.
I
could
talk
Wonder.
About weird manga I read this week.
Yeah, you don't have to. We're done.
Where are you up to with One Piece?
Chapter 42.
You've read 12 in a week.
Yeah, it's like a slow start. It's just like 20 pages of people charging up and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like a page turner at the moment. Yeah, right, yeah, it's kind of like, all right, I guess they're yelling and running. And it's kind of like...
You met Sanji yet?
No.
Okay.
They've just got Usopp and left the island.
Okay.
That was like maybe 12 chapters of
but to
like
meet Chef Zeff. How exciting.
Fighting the Catman and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fine. That was probably the slowest part I've read so far.
So I wasn't looking forward to that, but I actually enjoyed the episode about Usopp.
Right.
Yeah.
I found it like quite slow in the manga.
See, Whoopi Goldberg, big fan of the One Piece live action series.
Welcome to the family, Whoopi. Yeah, but I'm
really overselling it in that clip where she's talking about how good it is. It's bizarre.
Why is she liking it so much? I don't know. Whoopi Goldberg's so weird.
It's so funny that Whoopi Goldberg, you can watch like hours of her every day in America on that.
Yeah, just sitting at a table chatting.
Yeah, and I feel like she gets canceled once a year for some bullshit she says.
Yeah,
but then she just shows up to work the next day and everyone forgets.
Yeah, she's the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm going to stick reading it. I want to read it. It hasn't been a chore,
but
this last 10 did feel particularly long. I don't know why. Did you find that arc a bit long?
I think at this point, I was just committed. I was like, I'm going to like...
Sure.
I was like, where's Chopper? And I was just determined to get to Chopper.
Yeah, no.
Get to the Chopper.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting... You know, everyone's like, after that 100, which... It's still fine. Like I'm enjoying it, but everyone's like, once everyone's met all the characters there, it's
once you got that first five in the team.
Yeah,
I think from Sanji onwards, I was hooked.
Cool. Yeah, I'll read it.
He was very more. Very quickly my favorite.
Sick. Yeah, no, I'm gonna keep reading it. I dig it. One piece of advice. Keep reading.
But also another piece of advice.
A page is not a chapter.
Even though you're not. Yeah, that's true.
It's one piece. I wish I'd told myself. Back when I was besmirching it.
Another piece of advice is even though we haven't not dropping a pay fam, we normally would, but there's plenty for you to go and listen to if you still want some extra hey fam tonight. You can also join our Discord and talk about all the things that we talk about on the podcast.
Oh yeah,
and
you don't
more.
Need us. We're teaching you to be self-sufficient.
Go to patreon.com/heyfam to support the podcast. $5 a month is all it costs to get access to hundreds of hours of PayFam episodes.
Shirts really soon. Which is
plus
good.
Our Discord, plus some shirts.
That's it, baby.
Adios, muchachos.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.